Welcome back to another episode of the Radelaide Summit Podcast. This week we cover Wang's report after Fox Creek Road Race today. How did he go?
Not bad.
Guest Tay Tay joins us for today's show.
Hello.
The cold weather. The cold weather is starting to close in on us. It's time for indoor trainers and just marshmallows or bonfires and blankets. And of course, there's more. Come along for the ride.
If you're new to the podcast and haven't listened before, each week we scour the Strava leaderboards, watching you do your efforts up Norton Summit and discuss them here on the podcast, whether you like it or not. There's a chance we might shame you. We promise not to name you personally, and the odds are so high we will shame ourselves because we are not as fast as you. Look, at the end of the day, our goal is to encourage and celebrate everyone going up Adelaide's best hill climb, Norton Summit, and reaching their own goals. So with that, let's introduce ourselves. We are your Summiteers. Wang.
G'day.
Gashi.
Ciao, ciao.
Tay Tay.
Hi there.
And I am Alex. Welcome, guys. Welcome, listeners, to another Radelaide Summit podcast.
Okay, as always, we need to know what has been happening on and around the summit this week. Cashy, just hot off the plane.
Yeah.
Tube of fart.
Actually, hot off the summit, actually.
Off the summit, plane summit.
Did a little double summit in the sunset this afternoon. It was
beautiful.
Threw an echidna.
Really?
Threw a koala. Yeah. Had to stop the Koala was coming across the road.
Yeah.
Dude, like, just waved down the...
The car?
Some guy coming in, like, smashing down the road. I'm like,
whoa.
And he didn't
car
actually...
Car or bike?
No. Four drive. Yeah, and he was, like, smashing down. I was just like, whoa. Like, pointing at it.
Yeah.
Going, you fuck.
Didn't Something have... similar happened to me going down. I was going up Tea Tree Gully Hill. This is a while ago. Mm. Koala crossing the road coming down.
I stopped
in the middle of the road, flagged the car down.
Yeah.
The first car stopped. Second car didn't.
Oh,
boom,
oh
rear end. There was a four-car crash.
Didn't have the right qualifications.
No, and then the koala just got up and... the koala just got up and went up the road. So... Yeah. I saved the koala. That was awesome.
Echidna.
Oh, dear. Right, got that out of our system.
Very good.
Little prick he was.
No, it was good. It was beautiful.
Spiked
weather.
Spiked the heart rate.
I don't know, right?
Jesus.
Actually, despite the heart rate, this week, there's a lot of firefighting this week.
Really?
You shouldn't have been doing some firefighting.
I don't know what the other thing is anyway. But yeah, just got off the plane, been in New Zealand all week. I got two rides
Red
in.
Red Raw?
Two runs, two rides.
I saw a bit of climbing.
Yeah, a bit of climbing. So it's good.
How is the climbing scene in New Zealand?
Yeah, it's fucking amazing.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
Does Rach climb as well?
Yeah, a little
bit. Apart from on top of you.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
So rock climbing, I don't have a whoop. It doesn't register my activity.
Okay.
But yeah, all in all, work was good.
New role's gone all right?
Yeah, I'm still doing both at the moment.
Okay.
So, it's pretty cool. It's really good. So all in all, it has been a bloody great week and I'm going to sleep well tonight.
Alex. We all will.
I'm hoping I sleep well tonight.
Everyone but Alex will.
So I have been trying to go to bed after our episode the other week, go to bed like when I'm tired.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not working.
How'd you go last night with sleep?
Well, my whoop. I sent a couple of days ago to Wang, and it had like 2% recovery. And I was like, that's got to be like the worst ever. No, last night, 1%.
I mean, it's better than that.
No.
It was a 1.
It was death. And it comes up with a little skull. It's like, you're out.
Do you monitor your sleep, Tato?
I've been thinking about it. To be honest, I've been interested at getting a whoop or something like that, but I just haven't gotten around to it.
Sassia got a heap of aura rings.
Hit them up.
They don't give them to the sprinters.
Yeah, I thought it would have been good, but yeah, the sprint squad hasn't gotten any of those aura rings. Yeah, I thought that would be cool, though.
Hit up Aiken.
Yeah, bro, if you're listening, mate.
Come on.
Brady going to sort me out. I was actually thinking recently that it would be good to get a whoop or one of those aura rings or something, because I would be interested to start tracking my sleep and recovery and that. Garden.
They're good.
But yeah.
I think the aura rings are a bit more expensive because you buy them, then you've got to, I think they're about
$300 for the Oura Ring, and then you've got to subscribe for the data.
Yeah. Okay.
Whereas the Whoop's a bit. The Whoop's free, yeah. And you just pay the subscription.
I think if I got the Ring, I could probably jump on the Sassy subscription or something.
Yeah, true.
I don't really know how that works, to be honest. It's all a bit.
Yeah, I'm sure above
me technology wise. I don't know how that works.
I'm sure if they think it's important,
they'll give you one. Brett.
So you're sleeping or not sleeping?
Lack thereof.
Yeah.
Let me just start at the start of my week. So I did do 8 hours on the bike plus gym.
How many hours, sorry?
8 hours on the bike.
Nice.
I'm just working towards Chamois 10.
Yeah.
Nothing too crazy. Did double day on Friday, so I was out the house at like 5:30.
Mm.
And you know those days when you're already running late? Mm-hmm. So it looked like I'd been chased out of my house. Like there was shit everywhere. Locked the front door, realised I didn't have my spare tube and all that stuff. I was like, fuck. I'm like, do I chance it? Or
no,
you don't. No. So then you're like, now I have to do a 400 watt warm up to make up time.
Yeah.
So I was meeting a super cyclist at the corner of Anzac Highway in Greenhill at 6:09.
Okay, so you're 9 minutes late.
Fucking pissed down for the first hour of our ride. Got through that. Got to work. 60 km before work. That's all good. Went to the gym that day. Like, heap solid session, and then was like. Literally been running on fumes ever since. So did nothing yesterday, just cleaned bikes, chilled out at home. Did have a dinner and drinks date at Norwood last night. Not sure if there'll be a second one. He's married with kids.
Fucking waiting for that.
Had a cruisy roll today with the Flimsy Pack. Flimsy Pack, yeah. Mm-hmm. So story behind that, 5 of us went on a 1,000K adventure a few years ago. 4 days, 1,000 Ks. We called ourselves the Flimsy Pack because that was the first year of the international, what is it called, across from Perth to Sydney race.
Oh, okay.
Indian Pacific Blue Race. Yeah. So we called ourselves the Flimsy Pack.
Okay.
We rode out to meet them and rode back with some of them. One of the boys, Timmy, cracked pretty hard today. So I was like, here's a black SIS gel. Away he went.
caffeine as well.
The 200 milligrams.
The nootropics ones.
That's fucking
awesome. I punched one of those on
the start line. I've never had caffeine or anything like that.
Really?
Spaghetti slapper.
No, I keep it pretty clean in that regard. Yeah, like the only stuff I have is just like protein powder before, like after gym and after training and that.
Wow.
But I never have like caffeine or anything.
We're
thinking of starting bicarb this year.
You know what?
Yeah, bicarb.
When I did a little bit of sprint when I was.
When I was 17?
Yeah. Back in the day, we used to smash the no-dos before. Like
I know a lot of guys like have no-dos, and you see a lot of people popping
make
no-dos,
sure you take your Oura Ring off before you do that.
In the Fox, talking about no-dos, at the race today at Fox Creek, we were going up the climb, and I see little Louis Freshie just reach under his nicks and pull out a no-dos and pop it up the climb.
Yeah, I fucking love that.
We have told the story on the pod before, but we had a charity ride with a little kid cracked. He was doing his first 100K ride, and I gave him a gel, and he pretty much wheelied the rest of the 50K back to the team.
How old was he?
13?
Yeah, well,
he
raced the two-day tour down at South Coast this weekend.
Yeah, awesome.
Did he win it?
No, I don't think so.
He hasn't slept for 2 months. But
he hasn't slept since.
Aside for that. Yeah, the rest of my week, cruisy.
Marine's come along.
It is
as
actually
well.
Got some
got
more
jib
rock up. Yep, got some more jib rock up. And I can by the end of the long weekend, next weekend should be getting close.
You got Friday off as well.
Yes.
You possibly take it off.
Well. I did. Yeah. Good.
Put your leaf
What's
for me?
Been going on, Wang?
Yeah. You got quite the list there.
Yeah. I'd just like to document.
Just a man of the people.
Yeah. Are you writing in Japanese now? What's that?
No, it's just my shitty handwriting. So standard sort of week for me. Just over the 800K. So 818, 23 hours. Got in the 7K vert. So Monday was just a standard day at work. Finished a bit late. So just triple Zwift. So just morning, lunch and night. Tuesday, Had to work again, unfortunately.
Did you work every day?
Yeah, every day this week. Five days.
You're going to be like employee of the month or year, I reckon. Yeah.
Surely there's a sickie coming up shortly. weather's looking good on Tuesday. Tuesday, just done a Zwift before work and lunch, and then a Rudy in the Arvo just by myself because I've lost my partner in crime.
Well, that's two of us.
Yes. So he's got to have some surgery on his hand that he almost tried to chop off. So he's got to wear a cast for 6 weeks and can't ride.
Oh, I can still ride with the cast, could you?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, that's what I told him. Yeah, he's got to mold it to his bars. So, but he's got the surgery tomorrow. Yeah, he's going to put aero bars on his Swift bike. So, Wednesday.
Does he actually have some?
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say, I've got some.
Yeah, he's got some. Yeah. Wednesday, much the same, just three Swift sessions. Thursday, same deal. Yesterday, just done a little Rico, so Outer Harbour Loop, and then.
Did you forget what Outer Harbour looks like?
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't done Outer Harbour for a while.
Still boring as batshit.
Still boring as fuck. No, it wasn't that windy, so I was all right. Then just went back up the freeway and rode Donny home, back down Norton's to Waddle Park Bakery again. Not Hyde Park,
Waddle Park.
So stopped there. And then today we had the Adelaide Hills first race back.
Did you race?
Yeah.
Alp de Aul, round one.
Round one, so Fox Creek. It's a lovely little course, that one. So.
I don't know about lovely little.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Probably not good timing for the race today, though, because there was a Fox Creek downhill race on as well. So there was just fucking cars everywhere.
Shuttling down and everything.
Shuttling down.
Yeah, they didn't really nail that, did they?
Yeah, so.
Yeah, that would be hard.
It annoying. It was using it as an excuse for not placing in the race.
So ended up getting fourth today. The worst, yeah, not that good. The worst position to finish. I'd rather finish last than fourth, to be honest with you. But yeah, it split every time up the climb, and it was pretty much myself, Benno, or the Beta, and Woody. What's his name?
Well, you can't say it now.
Yeah, just giving shit away. Yeah, Woody. That's it.
It was just the three of us, pretty much, and Louis. Every time up the climb. Fourth time up the climb, which is going to be like where shit was going to go down. There was, must have been C grade maybe, even D grade in front of us.
Mm.
Caravan behind them. Caravan couldn't overtake them.
Oh, legit caravan. Actual caravan towing a caravan.
Oh, yeah, cool. So the caravan couldn't overtake them. So the whole way up the climb, we had to sit behind the caravan. It was basically neutralised the last climb.
Uh-huh.
And we were like walking speed the whole way up, so that just took out all the last climb. But yeah, ended up, and about half the bunch got back on because of that, so it was a bit shitty, but it was still a good hit out.
So when you in that particular race, do you go up Fox Creek and then down Coldstall, or you go left
you go left and then along that back way,
right?
Yeah, cool.
And then it's that uphill finish,
it's that kicker.
It's fucked. What do they call it? Post office climb, I think.
It's the segment
on Strava. It's fucking so shit.
Funny story, my mate today, that cracked who I gave the gel to, he Everested Fox Creek.
Did he?
Mm.
Actually, wouldn't be a bad one to Everest.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So, well, that segment from Fox Creek to the top of that little switchback is 1.5K at 10%.
Solid.
Yeah, and we're doing that in like, 5 minutes, so we're fucking moving. But
so yeah, average 19 k's an hour.
330 normalised. Yeah, 330 normalised for 2 hours. So she was on.
Yeah,
pretty rapid.
So I'm a bit fucked now, to be honest with you. So I'll sleep well tonight.
A little bit tired, my friend.
Yeah, I'm a bit tired. That's all right.
Okay.
Might maybe a day off tomorrow.
Bullshit.
What about yourself, Day Day?
Not much. I had training on Monday, so gym in the morning. Chill out during the day, then track in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And then worked all day Tuesday at a shoe shop, so that was good. Sold a bunch of shoes.
Really cool.
What's the most popular selling shoe that you sell?
Ooh, depends.
An actual running shoe or an actual casual shoe?
Well, we don't really sell many casual shoes. We're more of like a sneaker sort of running.
Do you sell ASICs?
We do sell ASICs.
Must be them then. Moving on.
Nah, you get a lot of people selling the Hockers.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
I've seen a lot of them
the
too. With the big Hawkers, fucking giant sole on
them. Yeah, the giant one. I was going to say, just big banana weather. No, she wears
no. J-Ho's
well, we
on
do
the
actually
Hawkers,
have really? A lovely pair of baby poo ones, like the Ooh. That baby poo, yeah. orange, like the baby yeah. poo yellow Ugh. Kind of color.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
And I think enough,
they're on special. They're like $80 off because
that's pretty good.
Everyone hates
sales pitch. Everyone hates coming into winter and you want to run, come and get yourself some Hawkers.
I legit probably would actually.
Is they on sale because no one wants to buy them?
Sorry?
And they're on sale because no one wants them?
Yeah, because they're a gross color. Like yeah. that particular. It's just.
They look like a sheep.
Yeah. yeah, they do. I mean, because yeah. like that one color, no one buys. I think yeah. just that one color's on sale. Yeah, okay. I mean, the rest of them are hella expensive.
Come right? down to yeah. Westlake. <Yeah.
laughs> really put your foot in it now.
But yeah, no, it was good. I worked Tuesday and then same deal on Wednesday. Gym in the morning, track in the afternoon. I think I went for a roadie on Tuesday, I think. I can't remember.
Rico?
Yeah, Ricky. Right. 45 minutes. It was just went down to Glenelg. It was good.
Alp de Pat.
Sorry?
Alp de Pat.
Yeah.
That's the biggest, that's the little one that goes up to the roundabout to Glenelg.
Oh, that one. Yeah. I actually don't think I did that. I don't think I even, I didn't even get that far down, to be honest. I set an alarm on my phone and I was like, yep, 25 minutes. That went off.
And then chucking you
right back. Right. Nice.
Yeah. Tailwind the whole way home.
That's like the classic sprint sassy formula.
Yeah.
Monday, Wednesdays, doubles.
And yeah. then like nothing on Thursday, so I just worked again. And then Friday, I just had a double day again.
Yeah.
I had track in the morning and then gym.
And then gym in the afternoon.
So you're still at yeah. school or?
No, I graduated nah. last year.
Last year?
So okay. I went to Nazareth last year and
yep.
taking a gap year from
gap year.
Physiotherapy this year just
oh, nice.
To train and focus on junior worlds.
Really. Yep. And what sort of training are you doing on the track at the moment?
Sort of a bit of a general prep strength kind of block at the moment. I'm not really quite sure what you'd call it. So like Mondays we'll have our, we got like 500 meter seated efforts coming up tomorrow.
Yep.
And then flyers on Wednesday, like team flying efforts on small gears. And
yep.
then RAC 60s, so like 60 meter efforts on Fridays, pretty much like strength okay. building efforts.
Oh. Yep.
So sort of rinse and repeating that for the next few weeks.
Yep.
And then, yeah, or I think for the next probably 6 weeks I'm doing that. And then I'm not quite sure what I've got ahead of that.
Yeah,
but I've got yeah like 3 500 meter efforts tomorrow, which would be pretty grim. I know yeah. that sounds like nothing to the enduros over here, but
no,
it's pretty grim in terms of
shit. Is yeah, grim yeah. as fuck.
Yeah, we got like it's big gear seated excels from like standing still, and it's going to hurt.
What
I
size
used to get sore in the
traps.
61/12.
Okay, so which is how many inch?
Oh, geez, I don't know.
That's
one,
fucking big.
Yeah, it'd be. 140.
I was gonna say, yeah,
don't quote me on that.
Yeah,
I'm not quite good with my gear charts.
40,
but yeah, it's pretty big yeah, right. seated Excel stuff, so it'll hurt,
yeah,
particularly in the back end. But it's good for some kilos, so I'm happy.
That's just some in the sassy sprint program out there, that
yeah,
does that?
Yeah, yeah. So in the sassy sprint program,
yeah,
we're doing all that stuff with Jimmy as our coach, so it'll be good.
Jimmy Glasspool, shout yeah, out yeah. to him. Mm-hmm. Fucking decked it on my ride on Good Friday.
Ooh, oh, tell
you
about that?
No, you crashed.
Ask him tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah. Ask him tomorrow when you see him.
He decked custard legs.
So, so Good Friday, we done a big ride, did a big Victor loop.
Yeah.
And there was like 60 of us that met at Vic Park.
Yeah, yeah.
And headed up the freeway, so going up Glen Osmond Road.
Yeah.
I hear this fucking bang, crash, bang, look behind. There's Jimmy Glasspool and Pete Verrecchio on the ground. Jimmy's clipped a wheel and fucking almost taken down the whole bunch.
He so, didn't tell me this. Yeah, I'll have to ask him about it.
Hey, what happened on
hey,
the...
What happened on
the
Friday, Jimmy?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Pete didn't hear about it.
I haven't heard about that, William. Yeah. When we yeah. asked, I asked him, Jimmy, how's your weekend been? Like, yeah, good. Built a garden bed. I was like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
I haven't heard about that, so I'll...
Glossed over it.
Yeah, and it was his fault. He ran into the back of the... I was overlapping the wheel and run into the back of the wheel. Yeah.
Happens to the best of us.
So, speaking of best of us, you
meeting.
Have quite the Palmares.
Thank you.
Yeah, we certainly stepped it up from last week.
Brett, if you're listening.
Ooh, that's a big
jokes.
Call.
Up yeah. and comer, up and comer.
So, you've got, so to date, you've got 4 national champs.
8.
Eight. So 2023, yeah.
Including
four.
Last year.
Yeah.
3 junior Commonwealth champs.
Yep.
Com Games champs.
Would have been 4, but that yeah, was late team sprint.
Yeah.
Silver in the sprint, gold in the kilo worlds.
Yep.
Sorry, listeners at home, world championships, the junior world championships.
Junior worlds,
yeah,
yep.
yeah.
Last year.
Yep, last year.
Lovely. And then sassy, and again, listeners at home, sassy is just our South Australian Sport Institute.
Mm-hmm.
So that differs in each state and international, I should say. I won't be too biased. So you got Sassy Program Athlete of the Year for cycling, Sassy Junior Athlete of the Year, and Comm Games Emerging Athlete for the month of September as well.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
It's a fair 2023, year. But looks
so
like
already this year you've got four national champs and four Oshis as well.
So yeah, yeah. That was in February and early March.
In Brizzy? I think.
Yeah, Brisbane. Yeah. And then Oshis was in New Zealand. In New Zealand, yeah. They changed it up a bit, which was nice. Yeah.
Nice.
Like, I love their accent. It's hilarious.
So do I.
So that's every event. So sprint,
yeah,
time trial, team sprint.
Yeah, so I pretty much every. I think it was every.
What didn't you win?
Nothing.
The door prize.
I love that.
So yeah, so kilo, team sprint, Kieran.
Yeah, and sprint. Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And I think at Oshis I did it with some guys from New South Wales.
Yeah,
and then a team sprint at Nationals was with Kai Aubrey and Neil van der Kerk.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool.
There are some other.
So like that's
here.
Some pretty impressive. Stuff, but what's your Norton PB?
Drum roll, please.
Do you know your Norton PB? Got named as a finalist of the Commonwealth Games Emerging Athlete of the Year as well. Don't forget that one.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, so I'm heading off to Sydney in May for the President's Function, I think, where they announced that.
Nice.
So I don't know. I don't know if I'll get it, but hopefully.
Is it a prize money?
Yeah,
or
the winner
it?
Gets $5,000.
Oh, yeah. That'll go a long way to to China.
Would go a long way to get me to China, so I'm hoping, fingers crossed for that one, so that'd be nice.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's pretty cool to just be nominated for that. So,
yeah.
I mean, they're flying me out to Sydney, or they're flying me and a guest out to Sydney for free and putting us up in a hotel.
So you're taking mum, dad, or the missus?
I'm taking the missus.
Good boy.
Nice.
It'll be good, I reckon. Looking forward to that.
It's a good segue, actually. So what does this year look like for you?
Just training, really. So I'm focusing on cycling as my main goal, working to save up a bit of money as well.
Yeah.
Put a bit in the bank and just really focus on Worlds. Like I managed to do fairly well last year with, you know, doing school as well. So I'm hoping I can sort of step up my training game a bit this year with, you know, having the full focus on training and getting quicker.
So Junior Worlds are in China this year?
Yeah, yeah. They're in Luoyang. I don't really know how to say it. Some province in...
And when are they?
August 23rd. First,
okay,
maybe.
So still a while away.
Yeah, I think there's still a while out, but it goes really quick.
Yeah,
like yeah.
It's a year.
Yeah, sort of when you're planning
in
quarters. Yeah, like Jimmy's written out the training program now, and it's like,
of course,
yeah, 8 weeks. Well, 8 weeks in this block, and then we'll go into like another block, and then we're pretty much there.
Yeah,
so it's scary how quick it goes. Like yeah. I think it worked out. It's 18 weeks until Worlds.
Yeah, it would be because it's at the end of F25 Q1.
Mm.
Yeah.
As you get older, the years become only 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Just blink, it's Christmas.
It's starting to feel like that.
Wang's got one day in his year.
Yeah, one day in my So do you do any pre-Worlds training camps? Have you got any training camps with the team?
Well, there's no team sprint going. So
right.
Because no one else hit the qual times. So they're just sending, I'm the only male sprinter going. So there's not really, there'll be a training camp. So generally there will be a training camp like the week before Worlds. Everyone will come here, like the whole team would do a week of training.
Like and here? We'll they're coming here?
Yeah, they'll come to Adelaide.
Space?
Yeah.
I knew where you were going.
Party! Jed.
You do throw a good party.
We do.
So everyone will come here to Adelaide and then we'll do it like for a week and then we'll fly it.
We'll fly out.
I don't think I have anything, sort of any other training camps planned before then at the moment though.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it should be good. I'm looking forward to it.
Now, I was just thinking of this because I do love the sprint stuff. Now, Norton PB, it's kind of not rootlet. It really, it's not really relevant.
No,
you know?
To his I've training, but to me,
to me,
podcast it is.
Back to the.
So I know it's not here, and apologies, but for the listeners at home,
yes.
Do you mind, maybe if you can give us your fastest flying lap and maybe
fastest kilo?
I was actually going to go gym, actually.
Gym. Oh, we're going deadlifts or something.
Bigger squat.
Squat actually isn't my best lift, to be honest. I've been doing gym for probably a year and a half, maybe 2 years now. I'm not that gym strong compared to other guys. I think the most I've squatted before is like 135.
Oh yeah, cool. I think it's still good.
Yeah, it's decent, and you know it's good. I do quite enjoy going to the gym and that. But I'm not as gym strong as some of the other guys. Favorite exercise? Leg press.
Yes, single leg.
I love it. Yeah. Single leg press. It's good.
Catching it.
Best.
It up.
Yeah, I do love a bit of leg press. I think the most I've gotten up to on that's like 295.
Yeah, nice.
I think. But that was high foot though, so it's a little bit less range in there with the high foot. But no, it's good. I do quite enjoy that. But yeah, I'm not as gym strong as some of the other guys. Like a lot of the other guys in the squad are squatting like 160, 170 and leg pressing like 300, you know. So I'm sort of the baby in the gym at the moment, but hopefully I can build that up a bit this year.
You'll be fine. Sounds like it. You're doing a pretty good job.
And quickest flying lap?
Yeah. Ooh, well, my quickest flying 200, because I haven't really done like a proper flying lap.
Yeah.
I think the fastest lap that I've done, like off a team sprint, was like 13. No, off in a kilo, my fastest lap was 13.1 was my fastest like 250 meter lap, and my fastest 200 is 10.04.
Oh, so close to sub 10.
Yeah, well, the national record's 10.037.
And who's got that?
Hoffy.
Hang on. So you got 10.04, and the national record is 10.037.
I think it's 3/1000. Don't quote me on it. I think it's 3/7 or 3/2 or something like that. But I was like less than a like
that is a bee's dick.
And was that, was that in Brisbane?
No,
this year,
I did that in Oshies. I actually stuffed up my 200 a bit in Brisbane this year. I went the fastest that I'd ever gone to the 100. So I went 4.94 or 4.95 to the 100. So I was on track to go like sub 10.
Yeah.
And then I
good track out there too.
Oh yeah, Brisbane's like one of the it's Brisbane's
that
stinks. Gassing us over here.
Stinks.
It's the citrus fresh.
Oh, it smells beautiful. But yeah, I was on track to like go like sub 10, and then I stuffed up my line in the bend, and I like went above the red line, lost off a bunch of speed, and I was I come through in like 10.06. Okay. So I was a bit off it in Brisbane, but Oshie's in Cambridge was when I set my PB. Yeah.
Oh, so last year, 2023. Yeah, well,
no, it was 2024. So this year in Oshie's.
Oh, okay. Cambridge when in I set New it. Zealand. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
How good.
And quickest kilo?
Jeez. I actually can't.
He's got that on his phone.
I do have it on my phone because I can't quite remember, to be honest. Can't remember it exactly.
101?
No, 1 minute flat.
Oh, Jesus. Is the minute man here.
Wow. Let me find it. 1 minute flat, 0.546.
Let's just go 1 minute.
1 minute
flat. And the world record was 1 minute, 0.498. So I was just a little bit
like, are you fucking kidding?
Yeah, yeah. I was just off it again.
And you couldn't beat me.
So straight line sprinter box today.
You're highly flexed.
Got to hold that over me, damn.
Yeah, I've got to do something. Beat the junior.
Yeah, you're like, fucking beat the junior.
You're highly touted to beat the world record in China, I hear.
Oh, we're hoping. Mm. Like, I got fairly close to it in Brisbane. I went 1 minute, 0.781 in Brisbane. So I got, like, within 0.3 of it again. So,
and China's pretty fast track.
Yeah, well, actually, I had a meeting with Sean, the junior world sprint coach. Sean Eady.
I know Sean.
Yeah, he's taking the junior world team. Gotta love Sean. He's good value. I like him.
He's a big boy.
I don't think you'll ever meet anyone else like Sean.
No.
He is a one of a kind human. He's quite
funny. You got a rabbit to a cook in the morning.
I've done an Olympic training camp with him, so I've seen all sides of Mr. Eady.
He's funny. But I found out that the China track is actually at the same altitude that it was in Colombia. So the reason why I was able to go fast in Colombia was because it was at 1,000 meters of altitude. Yeah. Even though that it was an outdoor track, it was, you know, altitude, so it was still quick. The China track is at the same altitude, but it's indoors. Mm. Yeah. So,
and it's a good track?
It is a good track.
And
Sean
humid
reckons,
as fuck in China as well.
Pardon?
And humid and warm as
well.
Yeah,
yeah. It's going to be like August will be perfect weather over there. So I'm really hoping we get some good conditions.
59.8, I reckon.
I'm hoping we can... Well,
mark
I mean,
that down, people.
Yeah, write that.
The sub-minute's
the podcast
a big ask.
Give the luck.
It'd be pretty sweet to be the first junior to go sub-minute. But, you know, see if we can... I'd like to think I could get close, hopefully defend my title, but, you know...
I need you to go close. I've bet.
You're betting me to go close. How much are we betting?
We'll go
$5. Are you like that guy on Instagram who bets like 10 cents per every Instagram follower or something? Have you guys seen that guy?
Nah.
No, he bets 10 cents per every Instagram follower.
Well, that wouldn't be much for Alex.
And he's got like 700,000 followers. So he's betting like... $80,000 a day.
Oh, wow.
What? And he wins it like almost every time. It's crazy. That's he's at like $600,000 in profit.
Jesus.
Shit. So good. So that's Tim Nacky, I think his name is.
Tim Nacky. He's got a Tim knack Nacky, for gambling. If you'd like to sponsor the podcast.
I'm sure he's got enough money for it.
What's the elite kilo world record?
Oh, Jeffrey Hoogland said it like last year. It's like 55.4 or something.
Okay.
He did that.
That's quite a bit quicker.
Yeah, he did it in Mexico.
At like altitude as well.
No, like 1,800 meters of altitude. Yeah. And he's been the kilo world champion for the past like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, because before that was the Frenchie, Francois Pervis.
He said it in Bolivia, I think, before.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, Hoogland
Bolivia
is...
Bolivia Booger Sugar? He might have been on some of that. Geez, just to think not long ago, it was like Shane Kelly was the first person to go under a minute.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty crazy.
95, maybe, I reckon.
That's crazy.
Like, if you look at the times from, like, 2012 Olympics, if people, like, you would have got some of the guys in the squad, like Max and Vin going 9.9, that would have qualified them, like, second or third at the 2012 Olympics. You know? Like, it's crazy how much the times progress over the years. Yeah. Like, it's so, like, juniors now are going 9.9. Like, it's crazy. Like, at my junior worlds, I qualified fourth and I went 10.0. And I was the only person in the top four to go, like, outside single digits.
Yeah.
Just like, shows it's not all about a quick qualifying, though.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So. Like, if you can't race, you know, it's not going to do so.
Yeah, that's right.
Can we please have the Norton PB?
Yes. What is the Norton PB?
I was hoping that one of you would actually do that.
Well, I started asking it three times and never got to it.
Well, are we taking predictions first?
What's I think you 19... told me. Didn't you tell me?
Shh. Okay. Yeah, tell you me. Told us, so I'm not going
to
say
I told you guys already, Dan. Yeah. Okay. Well, I've actually
14.22.
I haven't gotten close to it, actually, since like under 17s. I think I've put in a few kilos and I've gotten a bit slower up the hills. The fastest I've ever come up Norton is in a whopping 19 minutes and 59 seconds.
What's a sub-20?
It is a sub-20. Don't quote me on that. I'm not sure if I'm right, but it's around 19:50-something, I think.
Yep. So you showed up for Supers a couple of weeks ago.
I didn't
see you after Rundle Street, but did you make it to the top?
Oh, no, I did not. I was struggling to hold the wheels on the way to the bottom.
Was this when I saw you that day?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
It would have been.
Yeah, yeah. I was
an asshole. Don't even bother. Seriously.
On the parade?
Yeah, yeah.
That shit's hard.
On the parade, I was struggling to hold the wheels, man. Like, I was sitting next to Charlie Abel.
Yep.
And I was trying to have a chat, and he was trying to talk to me.
This is how you ride chop.
But yeah, I was trying to have a chat to him while he was trying to talk to me. And I was just like,
can't talk, Charlie.
The whole time. Like, I couldn't hold a conversation with the bloke. And then we got to the bottom of Norton and everyone just took off and I stayed still. And I got almost to the top, like where it flattens out and just like at the top of the last switchback. Yeah. And I went home.
That was enough.
It wasn't a good day. I don't know if
I... Is that your worst day on the bike?
Ooh. I don't know.
What is your worst day on the bike?
That's a tough question.
Yeah?
I really don't know.
Day.
I'll be back this year.
Oh,
shit.
On fixies.
On fixies, yeah.
I'd be down to do it on a fixie. I'll bring out the
my dad's fixie.
Is there going to be like a gear restriction though?
No,
I wouldn't even get off the line before you finished.
just chuck on like a tiny gear or something. She'll be right.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I think the worst day on the bike. Ooh, I don't know. I mean, there's...
Might have been going up the parade a couple of weeks ago.
That was pretty grim. I think one of the worst days on the bike I've had would probably be a few training sessions that I've had. I think one of them we had to do 5 flying 200s on like race gear on training wheels and it was freezing cold in the track. And about 3 in and I was done. I think it was 5 or 6 we had to do.
Superdrome's such a shit track when it's cold.
Oh, yeah. It's so cold in there. And it was freezing. And we did like 5 full flying 200s and we couldn't be in each other's like slipstream, I don't think.
Okay.
So it was just like 5 flying 200s on our own. And it was pain. Like, you get to the 5th one, and it was just an effort to get to the bike at the top of the track, you know.
How much time between them, when you say? Because I know nothing about
track. I think
it was
about 20 minutes between.
Okay, so you're, like, cooled down and stuff pretty much as well.
Yeah,
or not, like...
I mean, I still felt like I was huffing and puffing by the time we got to the top, but, yeah. Oh,
nothing like... You don't carry on like Richo does after the sprint, though, do you?
No. Just we cross the line, go down, sit down, lie down. quite often in the hard sessions, it's like lying down, passed out for a bit.
The way that he carries on after he does a sprint, Surely everyone takes the piss out of
Look,
it.
Look, not everyone does that. I will.
No.
Who's this?
Matthew Richardson.
Yeah.
I reckon Sider's spoken about his carry-on.
Shake my leg, shake my leg, shake my legs.
Look, it is a bit of an exception with him. He does do a bit more than everyone
Puts
else.
A bit of mayo on it, 100%.
But, you know, sometimes it is pretty hard. Like, after I do kilos, I can't really stand up, to be honest.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Out there, then.
Yeah, but that is a bit of a...
He just takes it to the next level.
A little bit.
So the opposite of your West End, like, what are you most proud of to date? Greatest achievement on the bike?
I'd probably say winning that kilo.
Yeah.
That'd be probably proudest moment on the bike, you know? Yeah. Like, it was pretty unreal. Like, I didn't really believe it. Took me a minute to process what was on the screen, you know? Like, it was weird. I rocked up that day thinking I was going to qual, like, last, because I had the sprint comp the day before, and I was pretty rooted
toast,
from that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was talking to the Canadian guy who got, like, third in the sprint comp that morning, and I was like, man, I am so screwed up right now. I'm going to ride, like, a slow, like, a 104 or something terrible. And then I busted out there and qualled like first by like a second. And I was like, oh,
shit. Oh, I'm a good one.
I have to ride again tonight. Damn. But yeah, no, that was pretty unreal, to be honest. It was like the whole rest of that day was just pretty surreal.
Yeah. Nice. Just winding it back to the start. How did you get into cycling?
I played footy for ages down at the Rosewater Bulldogs. Shout out to the Bulldogs if anyone's listening.
they all listen, by the way.
Do you guys remember probably about 6-7 years ago, there was like a footy team who like someone punched an umpire or something, and there was like a big, big scandal with all that.
Seems to happen a lot these days.
Yeah, well, it was a while ago, and there was like that was my team.
Right.
Well, that was like the A grade team.
Yeah.
And anyway, so all the juniors left after that. It was just me and like a few other guys. So I quit, and I bought a bike, and I started racing the trains.
Okay.
So like I lived along the outer harbour train line.
Nice.
So I just, and like in winter, like I had to be home by dark because mum didn't let me ride at night. So I left at the same time the train left, so that I could go down the outer harbour greenway and cross all the main roads like a lot faster because the boom gates are.
Because the boom gates.
Yeah.
So I just chased the train the whole way down. It's great.
That's good. Cold.
And then mum sent me out to
such a good story.
Yeah.
And then mum sent me out to Port Adelaide Cycling Club, and then Gemma got me on a bike down there, and yeah, off it went. Went out to TID and.
Oh, sorry, yeah. I was going to say so TID as well. Yep.
Yeah. So Gemma down at Port Adelaide got in touch with Mark Chadwick, who was doing
Chaddy.
Yeah. Yep. And then
good lad, Chaddy.
Yeah, he got me out to TID. I did that. I was like, hey, the velodrome is pretty cool. So stayed out there, started training more, did states, trained for a year, got in with JKT coaching.
Yep.
And then, did that, got into state dev, Sassy, and the rest is history.
Australia.
In Australia.
World
champ.
Australia. You know, here I am.
Yeah. Awards in Sydney.
Boxing Day crit.
Yeah, Boxing Day crit.
I know. Can't brag about that. We didn't do so well.
Now, what do we got here?
Go on.
Well, we did touch on this before. Zinger Burger, good or bad?
Bloody good.
Bloody good. There's been talk that you may or may not have experience with this establishment.
Yeah, I did work at KFC for a good 3 years, four years, I think. I was a best cook in the business down at KFC.
What is the 11th urban spice, please?
The 11th urban spice.
Anyone know?
We'd get them in like these packets with just like, they just said herbs and spices.
I
was always tempted to steal one, like, because they'd just be sitting around the store and no one
did you ever steal any of the salt?
No, I never stole any of that. I would steal chicken all the time.
Did you get to have free products, or did you have to buy your food if you were working there?
Depends which manager was on.
Okay.
Like if the head manager was on, like, you couldn't do it at all.
Yeah.
But like, it got to the point where like a lot of the team members that I sort of started working there with became managers when they turned 18. You know. Yeah. So
we're gonna get them all back now.
Like I was friends with a lot of the managers, so you could just like. Take food, and like I still go there now, and one of my mates is manager, so I still get free chicken when I go there. I went there the other day, I just got free frozen
Mountain Dew. That speaks volume about KFC. If you work there and see what goes on, and you still eat it, that's a pretty good sign.
Yeah,
I think
like
we are trying
stuff,
to like
there's certain stuff I won't touch, but the majority of it, I'd say, is pretty good. Like I was shocked when I started working there that it was real chicken. Like, I thought it was like...
So there you go, haters. It is real chicken.
It is. Yeah, it is real chicken.
What's your favourite there?
Zinger Burger. Zinger Burger's pretty good.
This is what I got him on.
I do love being a good Zinger
Burger. How much
burger,
is he paying you to say this?
But the trick is with a Zinger. You got to ditch the regular mayonnaise.
And what do you put on there?
Pepper mayonnaise.
Oh, pepper mayonnaise.
And a bit of chilli relish. The best sauce combo in the world.
See,
by far.
Just put the supercharge on there.
No. Well,
no. Teach me your ways.
I'm a pretty pasty white boy when it comes to spice. And I start to cry if I have a little too much. So I can't really do with the supercharge, but chili relish and pepper mayo, best sauce combo out there.
So drop the normal mayo
and
pepper mayo with chili relish.
Best sauce combo out there.
I'm getting it on the way home.
It's good.
You've already had one today.
Oh, yeah, another one.
Yeah, on the way home, why not? Yeah. I mean, it's there. I would definitely recommend, though. Best sauce combo out there.
I'll give that a
go. It's a shame they don't have pepper mayo, because that's like the best sauce of them all. Like in the little sauce packets.
Oh, yeah.
Like you can only get it on burgers, which is...
Yeah, okay.
Sounds like you're quite fond of the old KFC.
Did you ever work there when they did the Works Burger?
The Works Burger? No, I don't
think
that
was... I'll take that as a no.
That wasn't in my time, I don't think. Works Burger was...
They need to bring it back.
What was on it?
Pineapple.
Yeah, pineapple ring.
Oh, I would not trust KFC pineapple. That sounds dicey.
No, it was cool.
We never had pineapple when I was there.
Oh, yeah, so I thought it was pun.
Yeah.
No, it was
good. Going back to the start of the day then, are you a breakfast eater?
I am. Yeah.
What do we eat for breakfast?
Because
you're about to get proposed to if
you're speaking. If I say like a Ziggy burger for breakfast or something. Well, I do love my Weet-Bix.
Oh,
it's on. That's the fucking... Jesus
Stop
Christ.
Looking at him like that.
Can we go to trifecta?
I don't mind my Weet-Bix. I do have Weet-Bix in an up-and-go in the morning sometimes.
Yeah, I've got up-and-goes in the fridge at the moment. What flavour?
Chocolate.
All right, I've got vanilla in there at the moment.
Vanilla?
That's what Cooper drinks.
I don't mind vanilla.
The banana ones are the worst, though.
I don't know.
They just taste banana. Like those like liquefied banana ones.
Yeah, not delicious. Not good.
How many Weet-Bix do you do?
Four.
I don't have that many, to be honest. Game.
I meant to say earlier, like I've had enough of Weet-Bix.
Yeah, I'm getting
this
a bit like that.
Sleep is no good.
What do you mean?
Get on the Weet-Bix and watch your sleep and recovery go better.
No.
Do you have anything on your Weet-Bix or just plain?
Just plain Weet-Bix. Maybe a bit of sugar.
Yeah, sugar.
And then I top it off with an up and go. I used to be a 5 Weet-Bix guy, but taking it back down to before. Like you said, I've been getting a bit sick of
Weet-Bix. 4 Weet-Bix with Sultana brand.
Ooh, that'd be good.
It's good.
I've been getting a bit sick of Weet-Bix though. Like if you have it too much,
I need to change
it
back to toast for a little
while. It gets a bit unappetizing.
Okay.
So I sort of dice between that and like a bit of smashed avo on toast. You know, that's good. I had that this morning with some homemade bread. It was good.
Need a GoFundMe page for that as well.
No, you do. Maybe $18 a day for breakfast.
Yeah.
Well, you listen to the episode of Spaghetti Slapper with before you come on here, and he was, how many was he?
I was like 5 or 6, wasn't it?
He was 9, wasn't he?
Oh, I got that wrong.
Something ridiculous. Yeah.
He does quite a few.
Yeah, I did.
It doesn't surprise me.
You did.
Yeah.
Outdone me by one. So you're a breakfast. Good stuff. So favorite bike, or whether that's one you've had, or even a dream build.
Are we talking track bikes or road bikes?
Anything. Anything. Ooh. Just dream big here.
What track bike do you ride?
I'm on an Argon 18.
Oh, yeah.
Rio frame at the moment. I used to have a... Well, I was on one of the Rio ones with like the red on it.
Okay.
We just changed it out for like a regular Argon. Like I think it's still a Rio one, but it's just like a regular grey one that everyone else is on because I was... The other...
Aussie guys ride?
No, a bit different. Like they're modelled down from that.
Okay.
But... I changed it down the other day because they're having some issues with the dropouts.
Okay.
But I should be back on the red one soon because I do love my red Argon. That does go pretty well. Matches the helmet, matches the hair. Pretty good. But dream build, that's tricky. I have always really liked the BMC track machines.
Oh, yeah.
They look nice.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd ride one now, but I always thought they looked really cool. Or like the BMC road machines and the team. I don't know which one's better, the road machine or the team machine.
No, I never know those differences between
them. They look
them.
Nice, though.
Team machines are the more aero ones.
Are they? Yeah. Maybe I'll say
the road machines are pretty chill as well.
They're more of an endurance.
Yeah, dual.
But I've always thought like the BMC makes a pretty good, bike. They look pretty sweet, yeah.
Is the Australian Sprint Program, are they going to go on to the factors like the Team Pursuit? They're going to stay on the other ones.
The Team Pursuiters will.
Yeah.
I would be very surprised if the Sprinters did. I mean, obviously, I don't quote me on any of this. I could be very wrong. But I'd be pretty certain they'll just stay on all their Argons for the time being.
Yeah.
I'd be surprised if they got on any of the factors. I think they're probably a bit too late to be getting onto the factors, to be honest. I don't know if they'd be able to... withhold up to
way.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And I don't know if the factor would withhold a lot of what, like the richo kind of watts, you know?
We didn't even talk issues with factors anyway.
I've heard a few
Let's
things
about that. We were talking about fastest flying 200 and max watts.
Ooh, almost cracked the 2,000. We hit 1997.
You're so close to those little barriers.
I know, yeah.
It's going to happen.
Just on the cusp. I hit that the day before racing in Brisbane this year at Nationals. So it's a positive thing. Did a PB like on a pre-race.
Yeah.
He has just off the 2000.
Exciting thing here on the podcast now.
Yeah. Watch what happens.
I'll go to training tomorrow and I'll hit 2000.
You watch what happens.
That'd be great. Absolutely. I'd be really happy if that happened. No complaints here.
So obviously you're aspiring to step up to the Australian track sprint program.
Yeah. That's sort of the end goal, really. Shoot for that. I mean, it probably won't be for another few years now. Like, the program at the moment is ridiculously strong. Like, you have literally one of the fastest teams in the world there. Yeah. So quite a big step up to get to that level, you know. But hopefully one day I'll be able to make that jump.
There might be do you think there'll be a door opening after the Olympics with any retirees?
Not from what I've heard, to be honest. That was sort of the assumption, that there might be potentially a door opening. But from what I've heard, I think everyone's staying pretty well put.
Not retiring.
Maybe for the next year anyway. I don't know about past that, the next Olympic cycle. But from what I've heard...
I can't see him going another Olympic cycle, I wouldn't have thought.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I was talking to him the other day, and he's like, yeah, kicking on after the Olympics. All right, cool. Wow. So he's staying around for another year. A few years or so, hopefully.
Okay.
Interesting. So focusing on this season, though, what are you most excited for?
Definitely Junior Worlds.
Yeah.
100% Junior Worlds. That's the big focus. I mean, it's kind of a nervous thing to look forward to because, you know, at the end of the day, it's Junior Worlds. Like, people come out of the woodwork for that, so anything can happen. But I'm really looking forward to Junior Worlds, probably.
Cashy, are you getting the same vibe that I'm getting from Tay-Tay here with this? He's got his big Y up on the board and he's like... Shoof.
Yeah,
powering towards it. Impressed.
Mm.
Excited for you.
Thank you.
I like it.
Amazing. So I had one last question. I wasn't sure, just because you spend a lot of time on the track, if you'd had enough variety yet to pick a favourite group set.
I've never actually ridden DI2. Oh, is it Spaghetti Slapper? That's Will Holmes.
Yes.
Yep.
I always make sure. Quite often at like competitions we're rooming together, so I always make sure.
He's got lots of girlfriends, doesn't he?
Oh yeah, he does.
We're on to you, Spaghetti Slapper.
He's a.
when you sign a 4-year world tour deal, they come out of the woodwork.
Oh, they do. The chicks come from everywhere. Big Willie, as I call him.
What's his other nickname? They call him Wonka as well.
Willy Wonka.
Wonky Will.
Did you see my sign I made at the Nations Cup?
Yeah, I saw that. I did see that. That was yourself and Charlie and who else was there?
Oh, I think it was Kai Arbery was in the photo as well.
Okay. Yeah, I saw that.
Big
Willy.
Yeah, come on, Big Willy. That was good. at every competition that I've been at that he's at, I always just scream really, really loud, come on, Big Willy.
Did you make the sign in the shape of a dick?
No, I wasn't.
Aubergine.
Aubergine, sorry. A big purple aubergine.
I wasn't that crafty with it. I just put it on the back of a KFC chip box, unfortunately.
That's gold.
That
story makes it...
That's the trifecta.
Yeah. But whenever, because quite often we're rooming at competitions, like at Worlds and at Nationals and that, so I always make sure to piss him off. I play with his group set. Because he's got like Tram, ETAT, whatever.
Yeah, he's on the floor.
So I always just go sit on his bike.
Don't worry, I do the same to him and get a message when he goes, what the fuck have you done to my bike?
He disconnects my junction box.
while we're riding.
That's good.
Yeah.
But I always, because I've never had like anything like electric like that. I just have Altegra just like wide at the moment.
Yeah.
I'd probably say Shimano DI2, like Durace probably would be my go-to pick.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's a good option.
Yeah, that'd
straight
be my,
to the top.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be my go-to.
I like it.
If I had the money for it.
So for the listeners, if you cannot hear his excitement already, Tay-Tay has actually got a GoFundMe page to help make his way to the Junior Worlds in China, and we're going to put that link in the socials and in the show notes, and you are going to help us get him there.
Thanks, everybody.
Yeah.
What's the goal for...
I think it's... I can't remember what I put it at. Maybe $4,000, I think. $5,000.
We'll get that going.
Yeah. Plus hopefully, you get the $5,000 when you win this in Sydney. Mate, you'll be rolling.
That'd be nice.
It.
Hopefully I can pull that away. But, you know, any donation would be greatly appreciated from any of the listeners, if that's possible. Thank you very much.
Yeah, bring some gold home. All right. So that was one of our notable mentions. The second notable mention, over the last couple of days, there was a female doing an Everest roam.
So not a journey, not an Everest.
Not a journey, a not an Everest. So still had to do 400Ks, 10,000 metres. Pretty much exactly like that, because you don't have to do it in a day. So it can be done over, I think it's 36 hours or 48 hours. You can have a sleep. So yeah,
that just sounds like cheating.
Minimum 400 k's, minimum 10,000 meters. So, okay. She has a podcast name, Dixie Wreck. she's also a good friend, good friend of one of my Echelon Monday morning clients. She was out there helping her get through, and so yesterday she did.
Mates with Misdirect.
Yeah. And Dixie Norman. Yesterday she did 250 k's and 7,600 meters of vert, and then today she finished that off with another 160 k's and another 2,600 meters of climbing. So yeah, she nailed that 400 k's, 10,000 meters.
And what, just for the listeners, what time did she start her ride on Saturday?
2:38 a.m.
That's still classed as Friday.
I know, I know. It's like that's a, pretty you, much you pretty Friday much come through from the other day.
Well, you buddy.
Jeez, it would have been cold then.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And she spent a lot of time in the hills on the Saturdays by the looks. Yeah, yeah. So it would have been cold.
Great work.
Amazing effort.
Good work.
That's impressive.
She finished off with quite a few new ones today.
She would have been wrecked, that's for sure.
Oh, ham sandwich would have been wrecked. After that one. Oh, yeah, speaking well of. Done. Speaking of, so let's jump right into it. The main reason why we exist is let's see who's been spinning up the summer this week and check out the times for the folks who have been giving us a show. It may be the fast guys, not me though. It may be the slow ones. It may even be everyone in between. But like we say, we'll dive into their rides and data a little bit more robustly, and then we'll see who has caught our eye on the leaderboard for some fun handpicked times and analysis.
So, Tay-Tay, you have in front of you the spreadsheet telling us who was the fastest man and woman for the week.
Yeah, so that's just the top two here?
That is the top two there, yep.
So, which is the...
Do not say their real name.
Don't say their real name. So, is the fastest man on top?
Yeah.
Yep.
So, the fastest man was Fig Jam with an average speed of 25.7 kilometers per hour, average heart rate of 177 BPM, and average 381 watts. They did that in 12 minutes and 48 seconds.
Three seconds off his PB.
So close.
Give a bit of background on that.
I'll just give a background to this guy.
So who is he?
He's gone real well at the moment.
He's a bit of a fig jam.
He raced today.
Didn't he take one of your comms?
He took one of my comms on this day, the prick. I'll go back and get it back. But he did three Nortons on this day. And the 12:48 that he did was his last one.
That's impressive.
They were all sub-13.
All sub-13.
So I think he started with like a 12:59 and it was a 12:50-something, then finished off with a 12:48. He did take my comm for triple Norton. So... I might be out there this week when there's a westerly tailwind. But no, he's flying at the moment. He got second today in the race at Fox Creek. So
kudos Fig Jam.
Good work, Fig Jam.
What about the fastest female?
Fastest female was Cactus.
Oh, what a surprise.
22.1 kilometers per hour, averaged 165 BPM and held 295 watts. And she did it in 14 minutes and 52 seconds.
Well, I think we need to update
that. Which was just off the PB again.
Nah, that
she's
PB's
got
wrong.
Is it?
Right down in the 13s, actually.
She's in the 13s.
That's what I thought. She's fast. Yeah.
That's pretty rapid.
Yeah.
Straight off her latest win.
Yeah. I thought we were keeping it anonymous.
Everyone knows. She's been a guest.
Gashi. Yeah. Top men this week, 15s.
Well, I went with the 15s. Yeah. I thought I'd mix it up a little bit.
Good time.
Is this first one a new name? Or is this
yes. So...
So good.
He's quite a bit of an old soul amongst the cycling.
Been around for a while.
Still is an absolute hitter.
Keeps claiming to see me out on bike rides as well. It's not me.
Yeah, it's not. Who is it?
I don't know.
He always tells me when you're out.
So we've got, first off, we've got Dr. Jones calling Dr. Jones.
So good.
Dr. Jones. Yeah, anyway. So he did that. Instead of 15:15, no power, no heart rate, but average speed of 21.6 k's an hour. His PB is pretty rapid, 13:05.
I reckon that was only done recently as well.
What?
On a Supers.
Really?
Yeah.
Anyway, he's a good lad.
He's my nemesis, so we end up lining up against him in the States and stuff like that.
Nationals.
Nationals.
Well done. I can't believe he hasn't been on the potty before, to be honest. But anyway, next off, we've got Honey Boo Boo with a 15:20.
Close.
Not far off, hey?
Yeah.
with a 1520s PB's 1503. No heart rate, but we got 264 watts of power. So well done. Next up, we've got Lubrication Sensation. Mm. Haven't seen this name for a while.
It's been a while, yeah.
Yeah, it has been a while.
I think he was away or something.
1520.
No, he's off the bike for a while with one of his many crashes.
Oh. He did an average wattage of 328.
I reckon his power meter's fudged.
I reckon everything's fudged.
103 beats per minute.
Yeah.
That can't be right.
I just did a copy pasta off the Strava. Okay. So he did that on the 20th of April.
Was he like holding on to a car or something?
Yeah, something. No, actually, I don't think he could do that. There's too much going on.
Next one, we've got another new name, and I couldn't really think of another one, so I just said another Northeast Road neon sign. That's one.
Just taking it back old school.
Taking it back old school. Getting back to our Spunner's roots.
Getting back to our roots.
Yeah. With a 1525, their PBs are 1431 as well. Average 301 watties and 178 beats per minute. So still moving.
Mm.
Yeah. Last but not least, with the men, we have my dad has a huge son. With a 1440, with a 1549. Oops. Oh shit! Average wattage are 245, and his PB's 1342.
It's a rapid PB.
Yeah, yeah. So well done, huge son. Alex.
Yes.
Did you like that one?
I did like that one. I did like that.
Put the ellipses in.
I'm not sure if there's a typo in the first off ladies time, but. Ladies man underscore 69, who has a PB of 1824, has, okay, so if they're the 20s, that's all good. I can work with that. 2025 for ladies man underscore 69 on April 16th. Coming in second with 2026 is Rude Boy, 150 beats per minute, 199 watts. 20. Is this a PV then if it's a...
No, it's not.
Okay, all right. Anyway, PB of 2540 for Kitchen Nightmares has done a something 43. I'm going to go with 2443, 2023. Pinky in the Brain, PB 1947, somewhere in the
20s-44.
2440. And lastly, way out east with a PB of 1857... Actually, what'd they do?
2440.
Okay, that'll do.
They did the same time because they went on the same raffle as well.
Ah, there we go.
Very good.
So, actually, I know it's not a sponsorship, but any women, there is a Friday women's raffle ride.
Where's that from?
That's a good question. I will find out. Okay. I'll find out. So any women that want to get amongst a pretty, you know, nice little social ride. And, you know, keep safe in the mornings.
Amazing. And we've got a hand pick.
We do have a hand pick. Let's go, Wayne. Touched on her before, not literally, but we touched on it.
I know.
So Dixie Rett with a time of 27:07. This was during her Everest road.
This is soul inappropriate.
Yeah, I know, very much.
She's got a PB of 17:17, so clearly she wasn't going to go near that during her Everest. So, but she's done about three.
At least three or four. Three so that was the slowest one for yesterday, I think. So,
Shout out to her.
Nice work. So if I want to go up Northern Summit this week, what day do I need to go up there?
All right. So we have Wang's Weather.
Proudly sponsored by
Bikey Wipes this week. So don't forget, guys.
Yeah. Wellness League, you're out.
.com. Wang10 for your discount code, guys. So this week will be Tuesday as the pick of the days. Anywhere between 2:30 and 4:30 on Tuesday.
And it's going to be hot.
It is going to be hot, so the air will be thin. It's going to be a 22-kilometre-an-hour westerly, so straight tailwind on Tuesday. So, Tay-Tay, if you want to go and get a PB, Tuesday's the day.
That could be good.
And and listeners, if you do get a PB, tag us in Instagram or something.
Slide into the pod's DMs or my own DMs, whichever one you like.
I would like to touch on the fact that it is getting a little bit cooler. Obviously not Tuesday, but What at the table are we thinking of for our training to get through the winter cooler months? Because I literally am just going to eat marshmallows and sit in front of a bonfire.
That sounds pretty good.
It's got to be the world's best training platform, Zwift.
What?
Yeah. You heard me?
No.
I need something. I've only got a couple months till we do masters. So.
I know. Like,
fuck up, sure. So
do we need to do a lot? We can just sort of roll up, you reckon?
I don't know.
No. No, you need to do a lot because you're riding elite.
Oh, my shit is not... The pressure I'm put under here. Okay, for me, I'm going to say it on the pod.
Yep.
Like June 30, it's on.
June 30 is on.
Yeah.
What's on
June
30?
July 1, you mean?
July 1 is start
when
of...
you start training.
Wang training camp.
Well, yep. The real Shamu will be happy to hear that.
Yeah, there you go.
And he's been saying, if I can get
I'm
Alex
not
training.
Racing with him. Like, this is for Masters.
No, this is not. This is for elite.
Gosh, he's going to spit it out. What about you? You don't even have to worry. You just put a jumper on and go on the track.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just 2,000 watts.
2,000 rug up watts. And then pump out 2,000 watts. Hopefully.
Yeah, I'm going to give you...
Tell Oz Cycling to stop being tight ass and
10
put the
cents,
on.
10 cents for every watt over 2,000 watts.
Ooh. That's good. Who's paying that? You pay
I'll
that.
Pay that.
You'll pay that. 10 cents for every watt over 2,000 watts.
Yep.
Let's do it.
That's pretty good.
By 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Times by, times by his Instagram followers.
Hang on. Does this count if I do it on a watt bike?
Doesn't matter how you do it.
Because I've hit 2,000 on a watt bike.
Oh, well, you've already hit it then. Next.
No. It's got to be on bike.
So easier to hit 2,000. Is it easier to hit watts on a watt
so
bike?
So much easier.
Really?
Because it's a stationary bike, you know, and the watt bikes aren't 100% accurate.
Right.
Because they're not calibrated, right?
Yeah.
So you're cheating.
Yeah, it is effectively cheating. So, you know, if you want to hit that proper max power, you've got to do it on an actual bike. Yeah.
Okay.
Agreed.
Tell me.
I was going to say, I think I'm just going to stick to the Zwift and just get the consistency back if I can.
That's the word I was looking for.
A couple of races.
Is anyone going to do the winter crits? You going to do winter crits?
I'll be giving back.
You'll be giving back? Thoughts?
One thing I did you notice anything about the winter crit times and days? They're all on Saturdays.
Are they?
Yes.
That's good, isn't it?
No.
Oh, I thought that was silly.
Why?
Well, everyone does chop on a Saturday, so...
They'll continue to do chop.
That's going to be a hard one, all right, because it's always...
Is it consistent winter crits?
Like, no.
It's like one at the start of the month, one at the end of the month, and the next month there's a bit of everywhere. There's only five of them, I think.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to go down because people want to do their long rides on Saturdays, not race.
Are you saying that you can't give back because you're doing your long ride?
Oh, well, hopefully they do it in the afternoon. So if you're listening, Frank, Max, whoever, put them on the afternoon so I can give back.
We need an arvo session.
Yeah.
Anywho, what's coming up, Kashi? Some cool stuff.
Yeah, we've got a bunch of stuff. This is cool. What we've got on the Sunday, the 28th of April, we've got She Rides in Mount Torrens, which is Tallinga Road. Mm. Okay. So this is just all focused on women, so you can actually meet other women wanting to improve their cycling skills around group rides and hilly courses. So the Adelaide Hills Cycling Club is putting this on.
Mm-hmm. Great initiative.
Yeah, great like initiative. It. Get you out of your comfort zone.
You should go, Alex.
Learning.
Fuck
learning,
up, mate.
learning some cycling skills. And you know what? It actually is. Can you remember, you know, back in the day, Wang?
No, that's a long time ago.
I know. Like when you first, or even Alex, when you first rode in a group, like how wild was that? Well, how did you feel?
I rode with the guys I started riding with were 10 or 12 or 15 years older than me. Mm-hmm. And they'd been doing it a long time. So I was in my place very quickly.
Yeah.
But then if you go to someone like uni student who needs three bus lengths around him to feel comfortable. Yes, it is extremely important, as is like learning on the track, to get in there, get comfortable, knock some shoulders, go fast.
And it's really in a great safe environment, in a small group, and there's two coaches up there, accomplished and qualified coaches as well. So that's great. And then afterwards, they're going to stop by the Adelaide Hills coffee shop and have a bit of a yarn, bit of a coffee, bit of a donut, whatever. And then as part of the program as well, they run training rides as well. And
do the training rides have donuts as well?
Every training ride should have a donut.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And then, so what they do with these training rides as well is they actually use the regular race routes as well.
It's super cool initiative.
Again, entryboss.cc, or just, you know what, get on Facebook and look up Adelaide Hills Cycling Club.
Good club.
Yeah, yeah, they do some really good stuff. Same club, on the 5th of May, part of their Alpduez, Alpduall series, round two.
Are you going?
Harrogate
I don't think I'll be able to go round two. It clashes with Matthew? Nate, because I sometimes have to put my family first as much as it isn't always the best thing to do. So, yeah, Nate's got footy on that day at 9 o'clock, so I think I'll have to go to that, unless he gets injured or something.
Okay. Well, on the same day, if you can't get down to that, you can get down to the old Kevin Wood Memorial Handicap Racing it out of Harbour, part of the Adelaide Masters Croyash.
Croquet Club.
Croquet Club. Croquet Club. And then off the road and onto the dirt, we've got two...
Get those caravans in the way.
Here we go. All those pricks at Fox Creek.
We've got Inside Mind. Wow, Inside My Mind. Fuck. Inside Line Mountain Bike Club. We've got two dates. We've got Sunday, the 5th of May 1st, and then in a couple of weeks after that, we've got the 27th of May, guided shuttles up Fox Creek, which is pretty cool. That's also, if you are getting into downhill and stuff, you can get shown the ropes.
Fucking many. I've never seen that car park so full as what it was today. Mm-hmm. It was chockers.
And then Sunday, the 5th of May, so people beware Fox Creek Road, probably don't go up it. There's the at Fox Creek. Oh, no, that's Harlan Hill. All right, you can go for Fox Creek for days. There's the Club Downhill Series round two there. And the track's TBC, but it is at Halloran Hill.
Track at Halloran Hill,
Next up, we've got Madman Gambia again. Mm. We've got on Anzac Day, Soldiers Memorial Race.
Closing soon, so if you're in Mount Gambier, sign up.
Yeah, nice. Entryboss.cc. World's greatest club platform. last but not least, we've just got two in Whyalla, actually. Saturday the 4th and Sunday the 5th. We have the cycling carnival over there at Whyalla Velodrome. And on Sunday, we've got the Whyalla Mad Mile Handicap again at the Velodrome. So it is a track weekend over there, Whyalla. So if you want to
support it,
head over there, catch the ferry over.
Yes, a friend of ours, Benny Glode. He's now on the committee for the Whyalla Cycling Club. So
what does a mad mile entail? Is that an individual thing, or is that?
A track handicap,
I'd gather you'd win a lot of money from.
I'm thinking it's like a wheel race.
Yeah. Probably a mad mile. How far is a mile again in kilometres?
1.6
kilometres.
I can't remember how far the Whyalla track is.
It's probably three laps. Four, probably.
I think it's a bit 400 metres.
400 metre track, I reckon.
It'd probably just be like a regular handicap in that regard.
Yeah, four laps.
Bunch of money on the end of it. I think they sent the sprint squad Sassy a few years back when it was after Nationals, I think they sent they sent Sassy and everyone cleaned up with a bit of cash from the handicap, I think. So
beautiful.
I've been tempted to go. The Whyalla handicap actually seems like a lot of fun. Yeah. I haven't had the best luck in handicaps in the past, though.
Well, you know, you're on the potty now. It'll be fine.
Yep.
Do it.
Yeah, they're just going to put me on scratch and I'll never get on. It'll be great.
ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, all creatures in between, if you have enjoyed yourselves, please give us a follow through your favourite podcast app and access all our episodes through YouTube as well. Please subscribe, hit the bell icon.
Ding.
And don't forget to tell all your friends and share it with everyone.
Now, we're all over the socials. We'll give you updates, info, and let you know when new episodes are out, along with other podcast news information. And if you want to support the podcast, head to our Buy Me a Coffee page. And if you donate, we'll give you a shout out on the podcast next week.
So we'd like to thank our guest Tay-Tay for coming on the show.
Excited for you, mate.
Listeners, we'd love your feedback. And also, we will share your GoFundMe.
GoFundMe page.
Thank you very much.
You'll be out tonight.
So we'd love your feedback and to know your thoughts. So hit us up. Let's have a chat through our ever-reliable Instagram page.
Yes.
And Facebook. And shoot us through an email on RadelaideSummit@gmail.com. And with that...
Last week we wanted to know where you go to buy and sell used shrimp.
Yeah.
Well, this week it's brought to my attention that sometimes these shrimp are home alone and are looking for something exciting to watch and get them in the mood. So where do they go to watch this?
Where do they go?
Excited shrimp.
What?
Excited shrimp, where do they go?
No idea.
Prawn Hub.
See you.
the summit this week.
Bye.
Bye.